morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how you been?
Well, trying to recover from the recent record overnight low we had a few days ago.
It was a little crazy. There was definitely some ice around and kind of unexpected this time of year. I know some people were scrambling out there in the ag community for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out to be pretty nice after that, so I'll take at least the wind finally stopped. We have with us, as always, in the studio, we have Mr. Tom Coyne with Sterling here to give us our lending update. Tom, how you been?
I've been great, Lance. Thank you. How about yourself?
Very good. Busy as ever. We are in the spring market and knocking it out of the park, so we like that. So busy's good in my business.
There's a lot of home buyers out there right now.
A lot. And then to help us what to do with the rest of our money, we don't get to talk to him every week, but we welcome back. We have Mr. Derek Russell with Professional Investments.
Thanks for letting me join you guys today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Glad to have you here. So first off, Derek, we're going to go to your category a little bit. With you coming in today, I thought, why not make our celebrity news story be a hedge fund manager, since you're here to talk about money.
How perfect.
Now, either it's a good sign that he has this much money or some of us being funneled off somewhere else. But hedge fund manager Stephen Cohen recently splurged on a $60 million Hamptons estate. Because of that purchase, and mind you, they're also reporting, too, that he recently bought a Picasso, actually a famous one, La Rev, for $155
million,
has decided that he might not need the Manhattan apartment. So, looking at the listings, Deborah Grubman with the Corcoran Group recently put on the most expensive apartment in Manhattan, and his listing hit the market at $125 million.
So he bought a painting, but he's selling an apartment.
I think the scary thing is that the painting is worth more than that apartment, and that is the most expensive apartment.
It very well could be the most expensive sale ever on a Manhattan apartment. Now, granted, for Manhattan, if you can imagine, it is 9,000 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 5.5 baths, 24-foot walls of windows, looks over Central Park. I mean, the pictures are incredible. Mind you, I don't know about $125 million incredible.
I feel like you build a Costco for that or two.
Well, yeah. Talking about what you can do, just for kind of numbers perspective, I went back to last week. You remember we talked about our quarterly market statistics here at the Tri-Cities market.
Mm-hmm.
So if we equated that to the average sale price in the Tri-Cities, if that apartment sells for that amount, that would be equivalent to 563 sales in the Tri-Cities, almost dollar value-wise, our entire first quarter of production in the Tri-Cities.
Wow.
So a little bit incredible there. We'll see. We always do like to report it, usually with these high-end listings. A couple months later, we're reporting some price cuts, some drastic price drops.
I could see spending that on an autographed copy of the Bible, but
very, very nice. So we will be seeing how that translates into things for sure. So back to kind of our local topic, our local real estate news here. One of the things we wanted to kind of talk about is, as because we had the numbers from first quarter, we looked at last month's numbers, really a record March that was reported for Tri-Cities. But one of the things we noticed is that this time of year, it is the spring market, there are more sales, but more inventory comes on the market. So when you get an increase in inventory, the consumer, instead of having two or three choices to look at in a specific price range or neighborhood, because of the abundance of listings on the market, there might be 8 or 9 to look at instead of 2 or 3. So what are some of the things you can do to really stand out when you get into this position? And we've been talking with a lot of our sellers about that the last couple weeks. So I always like to take what's going on in our current market, bring it to the show, and what you can do. One of the things we're doing most often, and we met with some great homeowners this week that are doing that, and biggest return on the investment, what you see with the way places show, is paint. We've talked about it on the show. A lot of people in real estate, people that have sold a lot of properties, Dave Ramsey talks about this a lot on his show, is that you can buy a lot of paint and really drastically change the look of a property. I looked at one yesterday that was a 1978 house in a little bit older neighborhood, but they had completely gone through, fixed the trim, repainted the entire house. I got to tell you, from the outside of that home, it looked like the homes that were built in early 2000 just because of the paint that had been done on it. So that makes a huge, huge difference with the curb appeal. This time of year, one of the biggest things that gets neglected, that's hard for people to get used to and back in the routine with, is lawn maintenance. Is the water just came on the last couple weeks. If you haven't put down weed and feed, you're starting to get a lot of dandelions out there that are showing up. So you really have to be on top of it, because this time of year, the folks that have prepared well for that and have gone ahead and greened up their lawns, it makes a drastic, drastic difference when looking at something with a large overgrown lawn or one that had had a lot of elbow grease and cleaned up. So this time of year, that is one of the biggest things that we're seeing out there. Another thing that I wrote down, because this happened, it happened this week when I was out showing houses with buyers. We looked at, we had looked at two houses that were occupied, and the homeowners knew we were coming. The houses, all the lights were on when we got there. Some had music playing. The houses showed very well. We got to the third house that was a vacant house, and sometimes that's a little tougher if you don't have time to get there in ahead of time. But the third house still had the eco-friendly, low-wattage fluorescent light bulbs. When I tell you what the problem with that is it takes a long time sometimes for those light bulbs to warm up. So we were showing, which we typically do, I was showing this couple in the evening after they had gotten off work. You needed the lights. They immediately felt like the house was dark and did not show as well as the other houses, because it took 3, 4, 5 minutes for those lights to warm up. And in the meantime, they had already moved on to another room. They're not sitting there waiting for those lights to warm up. So when you get ready, great while you're living in a house and saving energy, but when you get ready to sell and you might not have time to make that first impression quickly with a buyer, consider going back to a traditional, brighter light bulb than you would normally use to make the space appear bigger and get the lights on quicker. So those were some tips and some things that I came up with. That's just what I had written down for number one. We have a bunch of huge new ones coming up. But before we get there, one of the things I wanted to talk about is it's been tax time. We were past the deadline, hopefully. I'm sure there's extensions out there still on people. But some people might have a refund coming. There might be some things they're trying to wonder what I did this year, what I could do differently next year, and maybe what should we do with some of our money. I'm going to turn it over to Garrick Russell. Garrick, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me as always. I wanted to talk about earlier in the week, you know, the deadline for deductible or Roth IRAs was the 15th, and a lot of people, you know, they forget to they need to revisit that, and people need to realize that we have talked about this on the show before. The limits did go up for 2013. The limit this year is $5,500. You get an additional $1,000 if you're over the age of 50. And people, you have until next April to get that done. And, you know, the common mistakes that I see are people always think they have to do that full $5,500. You don't have to do the full $5,500. Anything that you're able to do is a bonus, whether that's $20, $50, $2,000, $3,000. You just can't go over the $5,500. Another thing I've seen this week is there have been some people that have came into my office with IRA rollovers, people that are either leaving jobs or moving jobs. And what drives us the most crazy is someone that has six or seven or just a couple IRAs out there, old 401ks from previous jobs. I really want to challenge everybody to consolidate those. And if you need help, let us know. We'd be glad to help you. But consolidating those does put everything on one page. You can look at it. You can revalue your goals. You can look at where you're at in your retirement picture, and it will help you get to that retirement age.
No, that's a good point, because there is turnover out there with jobs and people moving around a lot. And, I mean, that's one of the things we do in my business, obviously, are helping people move and those changes. But, yeah, that's one of the things that they should probably be asking is, where is that money and where are you going to put it?
Yeah, and people lately have been, you know, we do change jobs more often than we have in the past. It seems like it.
Yes.
And it is hard, you know. It's not difficult, but if you have a little help with us, it's real easy to roll that 401k over. Get that all on one page so you can stick with your retirement goals.
Okay, fantastic. That's great, great advice. And that's definitely one thing. It's always a good reminder for me to remind your clients of that as people are coming into town looking for somebody they can trust. We've had Our Money with Garrick forever. He did that. He's done that exact same process for me personally, so I know it goes very well with his office, and I can definitely say from a personal experience that works very well. So can appreciate that, Garrick. That's great, great advice. We appreciate you coming in again and talking to us about that. And as always, protecting your money on both sides of the fence. We've been talking about what you can do to be ready for this market, differentiate yourself from the competition. A couple big announcements when we come back from the break. We've got a brand new site to help people search homes on. We're going to go over that when we get back. And we're going to get our lending update from Tom Coyne at Sterling when we come back.
Right here on News Talk 870.
The Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Thank you very much. Boy, I had a little too much coffee this morning. That's never happened before, huh?
Low down, Lynn.
No.
Well, welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking a little bit about what you can do to differentiate yourself from the competition, stand out a little bit amongst an increased housing inventory. Yes, we had last month more sales than we've had in the previous two Marches. But we also have more listings. Instead of competing against 1150 to 1200 listings, we're going to be approaching up to 1450 this time of year. We went over some tips about what you can do to differentiate yourself. We talked a little bit about approaching your home sale like a retailer would. When you go to the mall and you walk through the mall and you look at the displays they have, you rarely see stained, dirty clothing with garbage around the display, because you probably wouldn't go into that store. Having your curb appeal like those displays at the mall is a fantastic, fantastic first step to help get the traffic to come through there. One of the other things we talked about a little bit is making sure your house is displayed properly on the internet. For our buyers out there, we have recently launched probably the most advanced search website to search for homes in the Tri-Cities. It's got a lot of great capabilities. Our website, as you know from the show, has been kenmoreteam.com. Specifically, if you're interested in updates, alerts, and searching for homes, you just add the onto the front of that. Very easy to remember, thekenmoreteam.com. That'll link you right to that search website. You can register there and be updated on new listings in your neighborhood, draw maps on areas you're interested in. Fantastic, fantastic way to be searching. Before you search, though, we always say you might want a pre-approval letter.
Lance, it's a good idea.
And when that comes down to it, we're sending them over to Tom Coyne at Sterling. Tom, talk to us a little bit. I know you got some news about what's going on in the market. It's crazy. Tell me about it.
Did you see the rates this last week?
That's what I'm talking about. In fact, it's incredible.
It really is. I've been doing loans for 8 or so years, and I've never seen rates this low as they were this last week. So if there's any listeners out there that are looking to buy a home or have considered refinancing, give me a call at 430-1305. I'll get you a quote, give you an idea what to expect on a home loan. With rates this low, it really is crazy to not look at refinancing, even if you just did it a couple years ago. I actually just started another refinance for myself. I did one last year, and I just started one this last week.
Yeah. I mean, because, so, I mean, you're in the business. You're doing it. You're doing it on your own properties. I know I had you look at some of my properties, and, I mean, now could very well be the time.
It's really incredible. So, rates this low makes it a great time to refinance or buy. And if you're not looking to do it, you're losing money. There's no doubt about it. So I wanted to revisit a topic that we talked about on past shows. And with Lance talking about getting your home ready to sell, getting that curb appeal, there's the other part of home buying that people need to look at, and that's getting your credit ready to purchase and get a good home loan. So I want to talk about ways that people can do a quick credit makeover. And it doesn't take a whole lot of time to kind of get this in order. So it's no surprise that the better credit someone has, the better rate they're going to get, the better their mortgage is going to be. The higher the credit score, the lower the risk the borrower represents to the lender. And in return, they're willing to give a lower interest rate to that low-risk borrower. So a good credit score is the single most important thing to have when you're obtaining home financing. But credit scores are broken into five main categories. It's important to understand this. The first and most important category is your payment history. Pretty self-explanatory. Pay your bills on time, you're going to do well in this category. If you have a history of late payments, collections, charge-off, you're going to see your credit scores go down. Now, let's say you've had derogatory credit in the past, and it's several years have gone by, and you've rebuilt that credit. You're going to see your scores rebound. Consequently, the more recent a person has had late payments, the harder their scores will be hit. So I've even seen clients with these monthly payments of $10, $15, and they have a late payment as recent as just a couple months ago, and their scores have just tanked up to 100 points. And it drives me nuts because they could have set this up on an auto pay, and they wouldn't have forgot about it, and they're getting a far better mortgage. So if you're going to be buying a home, it's, you know what's coming up, make sure all your stuff's on auto pay. Make sure you're making your payments on time. So, and I know we talked about this in the past, but maybe you missed the show. The second main category has to do with balances on credit cards in relation to their limit. So aside from not having late payments, this category has the most effect on your credit score. So you can have perfect payment history, never had a late payment in your life, but if your balances are high on your credit cards, you're going to see your scores hurting as a result of that. Now, I know it's easier said than done sometimes, but it's really important to try to keep balances below 30% of their limit. So just quick example, if your limit's $1,000, try to keep your balance below $300. So the higher the balance is, the lower your scores are going to be. When someone needs to get their scores up, when they come in and see me, it's the first thing I look at are their credit cards that they can pay down quickly to get those scores up. Maybe the limits are only a couple hundred dollars, so paying it down just a little bit is really going to have a big impact on credit.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, so a couple cards, say you had, you know, one card with $1,000, but it was right up to the limit, you know, or two cards, you might pay down half of each instead of one of the, you know,
Because you want to get that. It's called the utilization rate. Get the percentage of your balances down on your cards. Now maybe someone's doing some work and getting that curb appeal up, you know, like you're mentioning, and they need to do some of that on their credit cards before you just go out and use the card you use the most. Maybe sit down and look at, maybe I have this other card that I haven't used in a while. I don't have a balance on it. Is it smarter to maybe do some of this work on this credit card if you do need to use credit to do those
hustles? Maxing one out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So really important. The next two categories go hand in hand. It's the age of your credit and the new credit and credit inquiries. So basically, the older accounts you have, the better your scores are going to be. If you're coming up to when you're going to be buying a home, it's not a good idea to close old accounts. Keep those old accounts open and don't have anyone pull your credit or open any new accounts. Those new accounts can bring your scores down. So the last category has the least effect on your credit scores. So that's basically your mix of credit. So you want to have a good mix of, like, say, credit cards, installment loans like auto loans or student loans, and then a mortgage. So when you're considering buying a home, you're doing that work on the yard to get a curb appeal up. Don't forget the financial side of it, and that's your credit. Take the time to sit down, review your credit portfolio. If there's areas you can work on now in the months leading up to purchasing a home, do it, and you're going to be better off when the time comes you're wanting to buy.
Fantastic, Tom. Appreciate that information. Very, very important. Those credit scores do make a huge, huge difference. And potentially getting people now into a house for the lowest possible interest rate that you and I will probably be, you know, 6, 7, 8, 10 years from this time, you and I will be on this radio show reminiscing about the good old days
back in 2013 when the rates were. You know, but you're still going to be able to look at your mortgage statement and be so happy with the rate you have versus what's out there.
Exactly. We've talked about differentiating yourself against the competition, what you can do. Here's a couple of things that we've done recently for folks if their house is on the market, if they are thinking about differentiating themselves. A couple things that we've done in the last couple months. One of the things that we did is we had a house that was in a community that had higher than average homeowner's dues. So we went ahead and agreed to pay those homeowner dues for the next year. On that house. They didn't have that monthly payment. That was one of the things that we did, advertised, agreed to pay in advance, and that house is now under contract and sold. So little things like that, if someone was considering two or three houses in that community, and yours is the only one that's offering to pay a year or 2 years of homeowners or condos dues, that they might make a run at your house first before looking at the other opportunities. So that's one thing you can do. One of the things you can do is you can increase the commission for the selling agents. You can offer the selling agents to pay them more than what you feel like the other properties might be offering to potentially drive more traffic to your house first. There's lots of houses to see and look at, and that type of motivator or bonus to a selling agent or a buyer could potentially generate some more traffic for you. One of the other things we've talked about, too, is throwing in some extras. A lot of times people do, this time of year is when they start to bring out that outdoor living space type of things. Barbecue, entertaining spaces, fire pits, tables and chairs. You can highlight those pictures with the property and then advertise the fact that all patio furniture and outdoor living space would potentially could be thrown in for, you know, for a specific offer.
Riding mowers, hot tubs, things
that,
like that.
That type of stuff. In fact, we have a listing with a beautiful view, outdoor patio and porch, and we're advertising that as there's four other houses just like this, and we're advertising that that one, ours, has a hot tub to take advantage of the view. So we're doing that. That was a great example. We have that. We've talked about the listing on the show before. We have one of those townhouses on Quadra Lane in Pasco. We have one just like that right now where we're priced much like the competition, but we're the only one throwing in that hot tub already there, ready to go. Move your furniture in, enjoy the hot tub.
That's great.
So those type of things can make a big, big difference. Pool tables are another big one. Advertising that game stations or pool tables in houses can stay with the house. That can make a big, big difference. We just closed on a property this week where one of the enticements that came through and what we ended up doing, prepaid lawn care through the end of August. So these folks were moving into this house. They wanted to enjoy the summer. It was one of the things where we had a set up lawn care coming through and agreed for them to do prepaid at closing the lawn care through the end of the summer. How nice not to have to worry about how your lawn's going to look for the entire summer. And even more nicer when you're not the one paying for it right off the bat.
It's a great idea.
So some of those enticements can make a big, big difference. I know in all of our businesses, we're always looking for those differentiating factors. What makes you a little bit different? I know Tom's talked about that a lot with his service and his team. Derek, I'm sure it's the same on your end of the business, you know, managing people's money, looking at that. What's different at your shop?
Well, I think the most important thing is you're going to get a lot of personal attention from me. I've been doing this since the year 2000. I'm a Richland kid. You know, I graduated from Richland High. I've been around. I'm not leaving anytime soon. I've been on Clearwater. I've got the same office that I've had for a long time. You know where your money is. I think that's really the main thing. The other thing that's nice is I get the impression that it's nice to have somebody like myself that's going to be there for a while. I'm 38 years old. And in the financial services industry, a lot of it, there's really a breakdown now. There's some younger people in the industry, and there's some older. And I just wonder if somebody really wants to change advisors right when they need it most, right when they retire. With myself, you're going to get that consistency through your retirement in most cases.
And that's what I think is different about me is you're going to get me. It's just me and Keenan in my office. Keenan is my assistant. You get us, and you're going to have us for a long time. And that's what separates us.
You know, I got to say, it's really nice. I'm on Clearwater a lot looking at houses. If I ever have a question, I probably drive you nuts, but I literally just swing in. I know you're there. I know Keenan's there. I just ask the question, and it's normally handled right away.
So. And it is nice. With just two of us in the office, you know, we try to make it a welcoming office. When you come into our office, you're going to feel comfortable in there, and that's what we try to keep up.
I appreciate that, Garrick, and thanks again for giving us the advice on the show, keeping us on the straight and narrow path. As always, we're in the spring market. If you need help looking at your property, evaluating it from a non-emotional standpoint, that's what we're here to do. You can give me any time on my cell at 727-8977, our website at kenmoreteam.com. And for our buyers out there looking to search for homes, you can register at thekenmoreteam.com and use a very, very advanced search tool to help you find your next house. And, Tom, thanks again for being on the show and handling the money part for us.
Yeah, thanks. If anyone has questions on financing and wants to get a quote, feel free to give me a call. You can reach me anytime on my cell at 430-1305 or check me out on my website, which is tomcoinhomeloans.com.
Perfect. We'll see everybody right back here next Saturday
on News Talk 870.